While the Dallas Mavericks muddled through what was perhaps the least satisfying offseason an NBA champion has ever had to endure, the Miami Heat had problems of their own. The Heat's pain at being the 2011 runner-up was prolonged due to the NBA lockout, and as Phil Latzman of member station WLRN in Miami reports, the team is anxious to begin the regular season tomorrow in Dallas.
The Dallas Mavericks are NBA champions, the first title in franchise history.
The severe disappointment of the Heat's 6-games finals flameout still lingers. Dwayne Wade just can't seem to turn it off.
It comes on NBA TV a lot, too. I was watching yesterday, and it's sad every time.
And it hurts even more, because up until a few weeks ago, Wade was watching a lot of TV and working out on his own as the NBA lockout ate up nearly the first 2 months of the season, during which the pain of the Heat's finals loss went undiminished.
I always say, man, I wish I could have did this, I could have did that. But then you look back and also you understand that it was Dallas Mavericks' time.
Head coach Eric Spoelstra, who recently received a brand new contract, says last season felt unusually lengthy.
Last year felt at times like it was 2 or 3 seasons in one with our group, with the amount that we experienced.
But the coach, whom everyone calls Spo, called it a bonding experience.
If you want to fast track learning and growing with one of your teammates, you go through adversity. And we went through enough of that last year that we certainly got to know each other, especially when it was uncomfortable.
It was particularly uncomfortable for LeBron James, who went from the toast of Cleveland to the roast of the rest of the league and its fans.
It was a tough transition, you know, coming here and, you know, going through what I went through. It was something different. So, you know, I learned from it, you know, and I'm back to who I am now.
Where he is now is in a must-win situation, with NBA title or bust dragging on his basketball resume. The Heat seemed to relish the role of bad guys last year, but LeBron hopes things could be different this time around.
I don't know if fans are going to cheer for us or boo for us or whatever the case may be. You know, I'm not asking for forgiveness or anything in that case. I don't think anything can be as bad as it was last year. We're going to come together as a team, and we're looking forward to you know, playing here in front of our fans and on the road as well.
Don't hate the Heat has become a familiar refrain in Miami. Dwayne Wade also says the team would not mind improving its image.
We have our fans. We have the ones that don't care about the Heat neither. That's fine. That's what makes road games exciting. So, you know, we look forward to going on the road just like we did last year. To try to hear the boos and to turn them into cheers.
And says King James, even a grueling schedule packing 66 games into just 4 months won't deter him from his appointed rounds.
Man, I'm so excited to be back. I don't care if we had 66 games, 66 days. I mean, I'm happy to be back. For me personally, 8 games in 11 days, hopefully I can play in every last one of them.
First, though, LeBron and company will relive the NBA Finals on Christmas Day in Dallas and hope that it'll be a dream rather than a nightmare.
It will be a great atmosphere, and both teams are going to prepare that way. You know, and the fact that they beat us in the Finals is going to add some to it, and being Christmas adds a little bit more to it as well.
And D. Wade says he wouldn't have it any other way.
That's what I want to see as a fan. So I take myself out of it. I want to see the Heat and the Mavic play on Christmas Day.
So, while basketball fans outside of South Florida may continue to hate the Heat, it's apparent that some of the NBA's top players would love the opportunity to play here. Citing a desire to win a championship, Miami added free agents Shane Battier and Eddie Curry to a team that needs to win it all next June to be considered a success. For Only a Game, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.